by the way Glenn Miller played.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Start spreading the news. Thank you for being a friend.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start this podcast off right now with a fun fact. Fun fact, I made that intro. I know it sounds like crap because I have no idea at all what I'm doing. Fun fact number two. There are two things visible from space in the United States on Mardi Gras Day. One is the Statue of Liberty right here in New York City, and the other one is in New Orleans, and it just happens to be Varla Jean Merman's hair, and I heard that right from the horse's mouth. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever this finds you. I want to welcome you to the very first episode of Casual Dysfunction. Hey, I got a whole shitbag of them. That's how we're going to start this show. I'm going to let you know I am Lucky Cedarlane, one of your hosts. Eddie is not here at the moment. I'm just going to give this a straight run through. Try not to talk over myself and trip over my tongue a million times and try to slow down just a little bit. Like I told you in the teaser months and months ago, I've been trying to put this podcast together for a while. I've listened to dozens of podcasts over the past few months. I first did a podcast about 11 years ago with a friend of mine in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We had a few episodes. It didn't last. We didn't really stick with it because of life got too involved, complicated, you know, going out, this and that. So for whatever reason, we didn't stick with it. I have been thinking about this for many years. I've always enjoyed talk radio. I've always enjoyed entertainment talk for the most part. I've just always been intrigued with radio personalities. I was a DJ in a club for a few years. It was a great experience. I learned how to DJ from a friend of mine who was a DJ in New Orleans and in college. So I just thought, why not give it a shot? Let's do a podcast. Eddie and I have been talking about it for months, like what kind of format we want, what we kind of wanted to discuss, what we don't want to discuss. I do want to start out every day with a little fun fact, even though it can be silly. Varla Jean Merman is a great, great entertainer from New Orleans. She's a fantastic drag queen. She has had a show for years. I don't know if she still does it. It was called Holiday Ham. It was a holiday show. It was fantastic. I saw it in New Orleans a few times. She also did a show years ago called Girl with a Pearl Necklace. And it was a parody, in a way, if you will, on the Girl with the Pearl Earring, the famous painting. Drag performance is one of my favorite types of entertainment. I don't drink anymore. So going to the clubs, I can have a ginger ale, and drag shows tend to be a late night kind of thing. And I'm not a late night kind of guy anymore. It's, you know, a friend of mine posted last week sometime, I think, about they're not late night party type, or they're, I don't know, it was some joke about gay partying, and I said my idea of a white party is the linen sale at Macy's or something like that. It includes Martha Stewart. It doesn't include cocktails and poppers and boom boom music and lasers. And to each his own. Everybody who still enjoys that and loves it, I think it's great. If I got the chance to go out to another night concert, or I would go, but it would be a totally different experience because it would have to be planned. I would want to know when I'm getting there, when I'm leaving, and because you know, middle age is a thing and it's real. So that's going to be a bit about how the podcast goes. I'm not going to do any politics. I don't want to get into political talk. We all have our views. You think his stinks, he thinks yours stinks, she thinks you're stupid, he wants this, she wants that. We all know it. We have enough news channels. You don't need to come here to get news. I hope you come here for a little laugh, a little entertainment. I hope in the future I can have some emails or questions sent to me either on Casual Dysfunction Facebook page, Casual Dysfunction Instagram, Casual Dysfunction Twitter. CasualDysfunction@gmail.com is the email address. I welcome any questions, comments, critiques. I am completely open to all of them. May accept some of them. I may not. If you want to hate, feel free to go ahead and hate. I am very old. I have a very thick skin, and not even a thick skin doesn't even matter. It's just you reach a point in your life, you know what matters, and I don't mind, and shit like that don't matter. So that's what I say. It's mine, don't matter. I live in New York now. Like I said, I am born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. It is without a doubt my most favorite place in the entire world. I know some would say, how can you say that? You haven't been to the entire world. To all the places I've been, it is my absolute favorite, and Louisiana is always in my heart and will always be my home, no matter where I hang my drawers and get in bed at night. And I don't even know why I said that, because I don't hang my drawers anywhere. I do not sleep in the nude. I sleep in my drawers, and I don't know why I'm explaining that, because it's a bit of oversharing, but that's probably what it's going to be, you know, little filth, a little class, a little T, a little A. You know, I don't know, a little bit of all of it. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? But I just hope I can provide a little source of entertainment. I will talk about some current topics. Some might be sad, some might be happy. Anthony Bourdain, saddest thing I can think of right now. I think I will try to give the date every time I do a podcast. And I know everybody's going to download and listen at a different time and place. I just want to give you a context of when it's recorded. So if I say something or somebody on the podcast says something, you don't have to think, oh, well, when was that recorded? Kind of thing. I'm going to say, okay, you know, today is June 8th, 2018. Just found out Anthony Bourdain was found in his hotel room in France, apparently, of suicide. Very sad thing, not a funny subject at all. Please check all your local feeds, social media, anywhere. And if you need any help or need to talk to anybody, call somebody. Call your mama, call your sister, call your friend, call your brother. Call a stranger. If you're in that dark place, mental health is not a joke. I fully support everybody having a good and clean mental health. You know, stick with that line from Frasier Crane's show. I mean, I know that was a sitcom, and this is not a sitcom topic, but good mental health is very, very important for overall health. I truly, truly believe that. So if you see those clouds, get somebody to help you find a sunny spot. Just, you know, as a matter of speaking, I'm not trying to make light of it. I don't know what to say. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physician. I'm a doctor of absolutely nothing. I'm a doctor of myself, and I'm not even too sure about that half the time. But so, yeah, that's one of the topics, one of the hot topics of the day right now. We'll discuss some music. For some reason, I think Camila Cabello is the cutest thing in the world. I do love Maroon 5. I love their new song, Wait. I do love their song, Sugar. Something about Adam Levine's voice I truly enjoy. I enjoy some of his clothes, too. I think I have a couple of his t-shirts and one of his jean jackets I got from Kmart. I got his cologne, too. It's a very subtle fragrance. Nice. It's a masculine, I guess, if you will, scent. It's very, very subdued, very subtle, I think would be okay just about for any work environment, unless to tell you don't come in with any stinky pee on at all. But it's a fragrance I enjoy right now. I'm just, as of this afternoon, reconnected with, or not this afternoon, yesterday afternoon, reconnected with a friend of mine from New Orleans who I haven't spoke with in many years. We used to be roommates. I was roommates with her and her partner at the time, who I just found out was deceased a few years ago, and her two kids. And we shared a house together in uptown New Orleans. It was a lot of fun. It was a fun time in my life. But just reconnected with her. I might talk with her this evening. It's something I'm looking forward to. I try to hold on to some good people from the past that you know, let go of the mean ones or the ones that, you know, just don't respect you enough. Get rid of them, in my opinion. But keep the ones that like you and you like, because it's a good thing, man. Pardon me. I had to take a sip of water. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go through a set of questions, maybe so you can get to know me a little better. We'll do the same. I'll get a different list and maybe throw at Eddie. This list I haven't read through. So I'm just going to go down this list. I just did a Google search on questions, and it came up with, you know, a whole bunch of lists. I went to this one on RoopReport.com. I'm not sponsored by them. I have no affiliation with them. It was just something that came up in a Google search. Yeah, there are no sponsors for this podcast. I'm not going to say I'm never going to have a sponsor. I will say I would only endorse products that I would use or somebody I know used and enjoyed the hell out of it. But yeah, I'm not at that level. I'm not looking for any of that. I don't even know how that works, to tell you the truth. I'm just here to have a little fun and hopefully provide a little fun. I mean, what else are you going to do? So let's see. Any bad habits? Bad habits. Procrastination, because as you can see, I've been thinking over this over and over and over and over and writing in this notebook I have. Physical notebook, on pen to paper notebook. Different ways I wanted to maybe structure the podcast. If I wanted to do a soundboard, if I wanted to do certain things, I'm not sure, but I'm still not sure about a lot of things. I think I'm going to keep the intro just because it was something thrown together, something that Eddie and I went through together, and I was like, oh yeah, I like this one. I like this. Let's put that in. One of my favorite TV shows in the world is Golden Girls, Always and Forever. So yeah, I had to throw thank you for being a friend in there, and hopefully you're not going to be my friend, but you'll be a loyal listener, you know, because I'm going to try to do one or two of these a week, maybe a solo, and then one definitely with Eddie a week, and see how everybody likes it. Like I said, please feel free to email me at casualdysfunction@gmail.com. And let's see, next question. Do I have iOS or Android? Asking about my phone. I have Android. I've always had Android. I am a big lover and supporter of Apple products. Way back from the iPod and the Shuffles and the this and the that. And the, but I've never, but the laptops I love, MacBook Pro, I enjoy. I had one of the first ones a few years ago, way years back before I moved to New York. I absolutely loved. I still love their laptops. The ports I have an issue with, but you know, I don't sit on their board, so I don't have any say-so in any of that. You know, we're just consumers. I've never had an iPhone, though. I stick with the Android. iPhone, it's just been always a little bit pricey, and I don't see the huge amount of difference or the need to have it for the things that, oddly enough, a phone does. When I was a kid, all it did was, you know, you push buttons or turned a dial and made a call, but now you can see the world on your phone. So yeah, I'm Android loyal in that way. I prefer Samsung phones. I like those. I've never had one blow up on me, knock wood, and no bad wishes to Samsung or anything, but yeah, I do like Samsung phones. How would I describe my fashion sense? I would say my fashion sense is probably, I guess, a business casual type of fashion sense. I don't like to be very, very, very casual. I'm not a sweatpants type of guy in any situation. I mean, I have some lounge pants. I don't go outside of my house or outside of my apartment, and maybe down to the laundry room but that's even a stretch. I would never even go around the corner to the bodega in sweatpants or anything, but blue jeans, you know, I mean, and I prefer pants to blue jeans. Just my choice. Let's see. Favorite memories of childhood. Favorite memories of childhood, that's really, really easy. That has to be family gatherings, crawfish boils. I have some great aunts and uncles. They come from some good people. None of us are perfect. We all have our issues. I don't want to make everything sounded like it was covered in glitter and sugar and whatever you think is fancy, but it was a nice upbringing, a nice, sometimes we're tough, sometimes we're easier, sometimes we're funny, sometimes we're sad. It was a well-balanced life, I think, and I love my people in Louisiana, my family. I come from some good people, so I'm very, very lucky in that sense. When I came out, I was never ostracized or anything like that. My mom was confused and didn't understand and didn't like it, I guess, in a way. But everybody's moved on since then and pretty much okay with everybody living their own life and loving themselves and being happy. As long as you're not committing crimes or hurting other people, I don't care. What sports do you play or have you played? I haven't played basketball in a very long time. I'm not terribly good at basketball. I never played on any team for basketball. Played on a team for football. Never quite made it to the field. not because I'm not athletic. I mean, I like to run and work out. I trained for the Houston Marathon at one point, years ago. But I was never good at it. So I'll play backyard basketball or something like that. But I did play football. Like I said, never made the field because, one, I wasn't good enough. They had kids that were extremely, extremely good. And I put my hand through a window at my mom's house. So and then I was injured. Had to quit the team anyway. And I never did it in high school. I will quite frankly say it was too much of a puss. And not too much of a puss. I also had a job and I was doing other things. You know, I was involved in other curricular things. But, yeah. I never really gave it a second thought because we had good athletes and I knew I was never on their level, so I didn't even bother trying. Anyway, and I was fine with that. But I do love sports. I do love college football. It's my favorite thing in the world. During football season on Saturdays, that's where I like to be parked on the sofa. Not with beer anymore, but with a nice Arnold Palmer. I love me lemonade and iced tea. That's one of my guilty pleasure drinks I like to have, because I also try to give up most sugar, but now it's also a work in progress. Favorite drink, like I said, is Arnold Palmer. Favorite animal, I would have to say a dog. If we're talking domesticated, yeah. Monkeys freak me out because they'll eat your face and they're stronger than people. I love elephants. I think they're kind, gentle. I love all animals, really. I don't hate any animals. I would prefer not to have a cat just because I don't like the litter box situation. But not opposed. I have had cats in the past. We have two birds, two dogs, and two water turtles, and two... Eddie's going to give me a lashing for getting this wrong. Not a lashing. It's going to be, I can't believe you got that wrong again. What is it? They're not box turtles. I want to call them no, Russian tortoises. Two of them we have in there. Will and Grace. Michelangelo and Donatella are the two water turtles. Little small. I don't even know what kind of turtles they are. Little fit in the palm of your hand. They don't get big. They're not the red-eared slaughter ones. But yeah, and then have two green cheek conures. I think one yellow-sided and one something else. Rue and Jasper. But that's the pets we have right now. Everybody's being very quiet and polite right now, so which I'm sure will not happen in the future. Let's see, how tall are you? I am 5'10". No, I'm not. I'm 5'9". I've always wanted to be 5'10", but I'm 5'9". 5'9" I try to push it to 5'10", but yeah, it's not. So yeah, 5'9". How many countries I visited? Europe, France, Sweden. Yeah, thought I was in Mexico one time, but turns out there's just a checkpoint border in Texas before you get to Mexico. I actually thought we went in, but no. And not that we weren't going anywhere. It was actually down there picking up a friend's car because somebody stole it or used it and didn't return it. So not really steal it, just, I don't know, I call it stealing, but whatever it was. Anyway, I went to help a friend get a car back. Quite frightening to go through Border Patrol, as a matter of fact. But anyway, evidently we're still in the United States. So I'd just say three European countries that I've been to. Favorite and worst subject in high school. High school, I think my favorite subject probably was history. Yeah, history was my favorite. My least favorite was probably, I guess probably English. When we had to do the mythology books and all, I found it just incredibly boring. Worst subject after that, probably geometry. Yeah, geometry. It was okay. I mean, algebra 2 was harder than geometry, I guess. But I don't know. I went to a decent high school. We had some good teachers. I mean, advanced math teacher was sleeping with a student. But hey, that's another story decades ago. It was not me. It was nobody I even knew. So, and I didn't find out about it until after I was out of high school. My first best friend, his name. My first best friend. First best friend, I guess kindergarten. His name is Joseph Walker. Kindergarten, first, second grade. Joseph Walker. We went to Osborne Elementary School in New Orleans East. I had my first birthday party at the McDonald's on Dahman Road, and my first school birthday party, and invited my entire kindergarten class. And Joseph Walker was my best friend. Funniest moment through school. I don't know. I probably did something to seriously embarrass myself that I'm putting a mental block on. Oh, I don't know. I performed in something where I had to wear tights. And I remember getting shit for wearing performance tights in one of those little skirt-looking jester outfits or something. But I had to hold something in front of me because you could see everything through the damn tights. Anyway, that was, I guess, an embarrassing moment. But I mean, I don't know. I don't have any secrets, so you could ask me anything you want. I'll tell you about all the drugs I've done in the past. Currently don't do any. No interest in doing any drugs, but I'm, like I said, no secrets here. It's happened. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a real boy. I never put much thought into it. I wanted to be happy. I wanted to be a radio DJ at one point. I wanted to be a chef at one point. I never wanted to be a driver, like a truck driver. I don't know, like career-wise. I don't know. I love casting and styling. That's a lot of fun. But like as a kid, I don't know. I think I told my mom I'd wanted to be a doctor, but I think that's like a delusional kid dream because I would probably vomit and pass out. You know, I don't even know if I could take blood. I guess if I trained and, you know, whatever, I could do phlebotomy. But as far as surgery and like sick people and all, I couldn't do that. I don't even like myself. Could you imagine how I feel about sick people? I'm kidding. I do like myself. So high, tall, and me, first best friend. Any siblings? Yeah, I have a sister. She's absolutely wonderful person. 3 years younger than me, 2.5 years younger than me. Then I have almost said five younger brothers. No, I have three younger brothers, as well from my dad and my stepmom. So there's two of us from my mother and father and my mom and my stepmom. I have three brothers there, but you know, they're all family. And even though my father is now divorced from my stepmom, I would still call my stepmom. And my dad hasn't remarried. I don't believe he has any plans to, but there you go. Hobbies, I don't know, painting maybe, painting green Christmas cards. Been presently working on some Christmas cards and painting, and I'm trying to decide if I want to paint some Halloween cards. I do them all watercolor by hand. I draw them up, then I paint them. Not incredibly good. It's just something I do. It's relaxing. I enjoy. Do I have any pets? I told you about the pets. Where was I born? I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, Methodist Hospital. I don't believe the hospital is there anymore. I think after Katrina, I don't know if it ever reopened or if it didn't open, because I haven't lived, even when I was still in Louisiana, I hadn't lived in that part of the city in many, 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 many years. It's the furthest I've ever been away from home, Europe. The furthest I've ever been away from, since I've lived here in New York, from this home, probably upstate New York. It's not even called upstate. It's like West New York, Finger Lakes up there, Ithaca, New York, up that way, pretty far up north. There's a lot of wineries, vineyards up there. Really, really cool place. You can go and travel the vineyards that are right on the Finger Lakes. Pretty nice, beautiful, beautiful part of New York State. So that's the furthest I've been away from here. Any special talents? No, I wish I could say something funny, like, I don't know, tap dancing. I don't know. Tap dancing on a stepping stone with my eyes closed and not touching the grass. I don't know. But yeah, no special skill. Being a smartass. Is that a special skill? Probably not, because I think everybody in my family has that one. What color are my eyes? Well, my mom always told me I was so full of shit, that's why my eyes are a nice, lovely shade of brown. So yeah, brown eyes, I like them. I don't mind them. I mean, it's lovely not seeing them bloodshot. anyway, so do you use sarcasm a lot? I think I do, and I do, but in a way to be funny, not in ever a way to be hurtful or to put down anyone. I don't see the fun in that. I don't talk about things I don't like. Like, I'm not going to get on here and bitch about celebrities I don't like. If I disagree with something, I could mention that. But reality shows that I'm not into, I'm not going to sit here and complain about them or say anything about them, really, because they're not on my radar. I mean, if I see some things, I usually change it or don't even listen to it or let it, I don't know. Oh, so next question. If I were another person, would I be friends with yourself? Would you be friends with yourself? Yeah, I think I would. I think I would. I think I'm a pretty nice, even-keeled guy. I can have a bit of a temper, I think, just like everybody could if, you know, if you poke the bear, if you will. But no, I don't see why I wouldn't be friends with myself. What is the first thing I notice about people? First thing I notice about people, and this is a little sick, but I notice that they have clean or dirty fingernails. Clean or dirty fingernails, because dirty fingernails make me want to vomit. Sorry, I paused. I know I was not trying to do a dramatic pause. I just looked at my own fingers and made sure, because that's one of the grossest things in the world. If you have dirty fingernails, ew, go wash your hands. It's disgusting. So that's about the end of all these questions. And I'm going to try to wrap this up. I guess we're right at about 30 minutes here. So if you've downloaded this and you've made it to this point, congratulations for not having me bore you to tears. I promise in the next ones we will have a few more subject matters I will pull through. Movies I want to see. Movies that are coming up I want to see. The movie coming out about Queen and Freddie Mercury. The new Halloween movie with I almost said Catherine Zeta-Jones, and that is not right at all. I don't even know what. Jamie Lee Curtis, for God's sake. Anyway, another funny little thing I saw, not funny, another stupid little thing I saw, the Michael Myers Halloween mask for the new movie. You can pre-order them now. I don't know why you would, because it's $60. I don't know. I just found that a little absurd. But, so there we go. I'm going to leave this on the floor or in your ear, and hope it finds you well. Thank you very, very much for listening. Please find me on any service you get your podcast on. I'm going to try to make sure this gets over to iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, SoundCloud. I'm going to see where I can put it, and please, I invite your comments, critiques, questions, any suggestions. Like I said, I'm not an audio engineer. I hope this sounds good, and I'm not boring your face off, and just do yourself a favor. Be nice or leave.